The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, Niall mentioned earlier this is a little bit of a tricky one and definitely a conundrum, I would say. Hey Beat, I'm hoping that you can handle a delicate dilemma for me and my friends. We had a group holiday booked for the summer. We went all in and booked a load of boat parties and extra things so we could all go out after college. I should note that a lot of these bookings are non-refundable. The night before we were due to fly out, one of our friend's parents passed away. We were obviously all gutted for her and she didn't fly out. We were all there as much as we could for her, but unfortunately the funeral was planned for the second day into the holiday. She seemed fine over text during the holiday. We all checked in and removed her from our stories just so the holiday wasn't in her face 24/7. We're back in a few days and we wanted to meet up with her, but she put a message into the group chat saying she would rather not see any of us because she feels betrayed that we went ahead with the holiday and we're not at the funeral. She's also blocked us all on socials. We're a bit stumped as unfortunately it was just one of those things, bad timing. I know it's hard to say, but if the shoe was on the other foot, I would never expect all of my friends to cancel their plans for a funeral. She is one of our closest friends, so we don't want to start a big fight with her after what happened. But is there any resolve here?
That is very, very difficult, I have to say. And since this email came in, I've been mulling over and swinging in different directions on this because I understand why they went ahead with the plans and that. I understand they didn't want to lose all the money and that. But at the end of the day, it is a very close friend and this wasn't a grandparent or an uncle. It was their parent. And I don't know if I could enjoy the holiday knowing my friend was hurting so much back home. So that's why I'm so torn over this one.
You see, I think what's happened is everything had been booked and I get that part of it and it was expensive or whatever. I personally, and the parent thing is the bit that would kind of get to me. I don't think that like you said, I don't think I could enjoy it and I don't think I would be able to like imagine the friendship being the same again if I hadn't made an attempt to be there, right? Mm. Because like it's such a heartbreak, it's such a loss and your friend was grieving or at that time, but obviously is in the middle of all of that, right? So for now she's not able to go there.
Mm.
She's upset, she's hurt, she has to be allowed to just deal with it. Like you saying about the fighting thing, like this is not a time for like fighting or having it out. This is just a time for letting her kind of go through what she's going through, which is devastating for her. Yeah, personally I don't think what I probably would have done is maybe tried to go, and if I was able to afford it, to change the flight
or on the Wednesday or whatever.
I don't think I could, hand on heart, if it was one of my closest friends, miss that, because I don't think I don't think I would forgive myself. I think I'd find it really hard to like move forward with it. I think I'd be racked with guilt.
Killian. Yeah. It's actually happened to me before. My best friend's dad passed away and we had a family holiday booked, but I did get to make the wake. So the funeral was on the day we flew out and I went to the wake.
Okay.
It's a tricky one because obviously they're in college, so they're young, so you want to be there with your friends. I don't know what I do. I probably, if I'm being really, really honest with myself, I probably would stay back. But I'm just thinking in other people's minds, if the shoe is, like, technically, like, if it is a funeral, there's going to be a lot of family over and there's going to be people that maybe your friend has not seen in ages. So they're going to be busy as well at the same time. So just because, like, you're going to see them for what, max 30 minutes at the funeral and max 30 minutes after. Like,
I know you say that makes sense in your head, but I know from people who have lost someone that even seeing a face for 5 minutes means so much.
That sticks out in my head, Niall, because like, and luckily I haven't lost a parent, but I can imagine, and I've spoken to people that have, and people do remember who came up, and it's not like I'm ticking off. It's just that moment of I was in a really bad place and I just wanted to see friendly faces and I saw your face or whatever. And I do think that matters, that like somebody, you know, she, right now it's too raw for her to be able to.
But I think, I know it's hard to say if she was on the other foot, but if I was in that position, yeah, I would be a bit peed off if my friends weren't there. But then again, like, I wouldn't expect people to cancel all their plans for me as well. I wouldn't expect imagine if it was a wedding or something else, like, would you expect your friend not to get married on that day?
Well, Paul says the same. He just messaged us. I lost my dad a few years ago, and if this situation had arisen with my close friends, I would totally understand that it's a lot of money. So people are different,
but
and have different feelings.
But what, in this scenario, did did they have that? Were they able to like say to her to see what her kind of, or did she expect them to be there? See, we don't know that.
We don't
know.
Yeah. All of, my advice would be, I'd say let it simmer for a while. Yeah. Don't go in and start aggravation stuff, because obviously your friend is going through a really tough time.
Okay, love to hear your thoughts on this. Would you have gone yourself? 085-102-9103. Okay, lots of thoughts coming in. Ailish was on to us. It was a close friend. I would have checked the insurance, see if we were covered and changing the flights. The friend is hurting and grieving. She really doesn't need to see them now, and that's perfectly okay. Emailer needs to respect she'll now be on the outer circle and needs to step back and allow her friend dictate where this friendship goes.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, because at the moment you're not the person that they need or are able to communicate with. Lauren, good morning guys. This is a really tough dilemma. First of all, I think they need to let their friend grieve. Secondly, I do think that they should have tried to change their flights or at least go to the wake and support their friend. I've had a few friends that have lost parents recently, and I felt very guilty for going to work when they're trying to navigate an extremely tough time in their lives. It is that thing of like, you know, when somebody is going through something like that and then life kind of carries on as normal, but you have that feeling of it's never going to be the same again for them.
Barbara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are all of you?
Not too bad, thanks.
This is a really tough one, isn't it? It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. God love them.
Yeah.
I suppose there's two ways looking at it, really. If you were the person whose parent that died, if it was me, I probably would have told them to go. I probably would have told them to go. But if I was the friends, I would have stayed. I would have. Did they have travel insurance? Could they have changed their flights? I'm sure if you email the people that do the activities, there must be something in place for this. Like, I feel like they should have tried maybe a bit harder. I don't think I would have gone. You only lose a parent twice in your life, and you need your friends. You know, and they said even that they were very close friends. So I think
one of the issues, Barbara, might have been just the timing, that it happened literally the night before they were due to fly. Yeah. So there was little time to rearrange or look at insurance and stuff. But I totally get what you're saying. Like, we were just saying off air there, if I was the person who lost a parent, I would have insisted that they go. But at least I would have expected them to want to stay, even if they did go, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I suppose we weren't there for those conversations, you know. But I definitely feel like if it was my best friend, 100%, I would have stayed. Because looking back, you know, you can make another holiday. You can go on another holiday, but you're never going to be able to be, you know, there for your friend again in that situation. I definitely wouldn't have gone anyway.
One last question, Barbara. If you were the girl who lost her parents and she's angry right now and she's grieving right now, could you see your friendship with these people being the same again?
Yeah. No, I think I could. But she's also obviously grieving. So she's not going to be in her, you know, in her, not in her right mind, but she's grieving at the minute. So give her time. Yeah. I would definitely let her know that you're there for her whenever, you know, that they want to talk, that you're there. And I definitely think down the road, hopefully anyway, that they will be able to repair it. But yeah, I think a bit of a mistake on them to go. But look, that's just me.
No, and they are very young. They're only in college, young, so you got to take that into
account. And that's a big point as well. Yeah. Look, you're making, you know, memories, and you're doing all of that at that age. You probably don't have that maturity to think, but yeah, I definitely wouldn't have gone, I don't think.
Okay.
Thank you, Darren.
Barbara,
thanks
a great
million.
Day. Thanks, Chandos.
Thanks.
Bye. Right now, she just needs space, and you can't change where her head is at right now, but you can certainly, in the background, as Barbara said, let her know that you're there for her when she's
ready.
Able.
Yeah. And able. Yeah. Okay, thanks for that.